I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The NXT Championship has been vacated. We'll talk all about that in a moment. Plus, how WWE plans to censor the Thunderdome. And all hail Samoa Joe, King of the Sharks. For Thursday, August 27th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
I kept good on my word when I ripped the NXT title off of Keith Lee's carcass like flesh from bone. But one should know, when you go to war, you should expect casualties on all sides. My shoulder, separated. I'm in searing pain, but you know what? I love it. It brings me to life. However, I'm a realist. And I understand the reality of the situation. There's no way they're gonna let me defend the NXT Championship in this condition. So, on the path, there are obstacles, but for me, the obstacles are the path. This changes absolutely nothing. Doomsday is still coming. Because no matter where the time is told, in the end, everybody pays the toll. And God help the obstacles that will be in my path. TikTok.
Moment that Karrion Kross handed back the NXT Championship following a separated shoulder during his match with Keith Lee at TakeOver 30. There was some hope that it wouldn't be too bad an injury, something that they could rehabilitate relatively quickly to keep Karrion Kross as the NXT Champion, but that doesn't look like it's going to be the case, as Karrion Kross is no longer the NXT Champion. Triple H tweeted shortly after that, a difficult moment for Karrion Kross, but the greatest comebacks come from the harshest falls. The clock to the return starts now. Hashtag TikTok. So what becomes of the NXT Championship now? Well, it was revealed by William Regal last night on NXT. Who was actually there on NXT last night? I know! Quite miss seeing him in his hallway, in his home, William Regal revealed that next week on NXT, which is a Super Tuesday edition of NXT, preempted for the NHL, in the main event of next week's NXT, it will be Adam Cole versus Johnny Gargano versus Tommaso Ciampa versus Finn Balor in a 60-minute Iron Man match to determine the new NXT champion. I won't lie, I'm up for that. It's going to be a belter, that is. Absolute belter. We send our love to Karrion Kross and hope he gets better very soon, comes back stronger than ever. Whatever happens next week is going to be a phenomenal main event. We also had a big title change last night on NXT. Congratulations to the brand new NXT Tag Team Champions in Breezango, who defeated Imperium. Breezango, Tyler Breeze, and Fandango are an example of a team that quote-unquote went back down to NXT after a long time languishing on SmackDown. They went back to sort of find their voice again, discover a new sound, and they've been doing great stuff on NXT. Kind of feels like a legend tag team, for want of a better term, within NXT. So to have them as tag team champions, I think, is a great little nod to the work that they've been doing forever. Triple H tweeted out a picture saying two superstars who have been ready to have their collective breakout moment. Congratulations to the new NXT Tag Team Champions, Tyler Breeze and Fandango. We will go through their tag team title match and the entirety of last night's NXT on NXT Graded later on today on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. And on the subject of tag teams in WWE...
Yeah, Ayles, let's welcome these folks to the Uso Penitentiary.
Bam. Remember these lads?
Okay, all right.
Jimmy and Jey Uso... very conspicuous by their absence on TV as of late.
Hey, let's get it, Uso.
They took to Twitter yesterday afternoon with the following tweet. PSA, every WWE tag team, do you. Hashtag Uso countdown. Now, Jey Uso has made a few appearances on WWE telly over the last few months. But the Usos as a team... not so much. Jimmy Uso suffered a knee injury at WrestleMania 36 in that ladder match that he had for the tag team titles. It was back in May. I think they said that Jimmy was expected to be out for 9 months at the maximum, which would shelve him for the rest of the year. Possibly coming back sooner. We have no update on how Jimmy's doing in rehab, but Instagram posts show that his knee brace is off. So it could be a case of he's ahead of schedule. They're putting that tweet out there suggesting they're back very soon. I think the Usos have been a really big miss on SmackDown in the tag division. Obviously, they've not been without their setbacks, both injury-wise and other activities-wise. But when they're on their game, they're genuinely brilliant. So I, for one, am very excited to see them heading back to SmackDown at some point soon. Don't know when, but if the knee brace is off, it could be sooner rather than later. Obviously, when we know more about it, you'll know more about it at cultaholic.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Friday Night SmackDown. And welcome to WWE's Thunderdome.
Back. That means Thunderdome news. So there has been a slight issue with Thunderdome in the sense that we're not allowed nice things. Images have been appearing on the Thunderdome screens of a questionable nature. WWE put out a statement yesterday to say that those who are putting out offensive images are being dealt with. Now, there are plans, we understand, to attempt to censor some of the offensive imagery that appears in the Thunderdome. This was always going to happen. I hate saying that. I'm an optimist at heart, and I always thought that it wouldn't just be a troll-worthy device. But they're looking into a way to fix it. Brian Alvarez on Wrestling Observer Live offers us this. He said, "I've been told they're going to make some changes. I don't know for sure, But the impression I get is this. When they've been doing this for a while, they're going to find some fans that are going to obey the rules no matter what. I believe what they're going to do is they are going to find all the people they can trust who have done this before and are trustworthy, and they're going to be in the lower bowl of the Thunderdome. Everybody who they don't necessarily trust, the first timers, they are going to be put in the upper bowl. They could put a volcano up on the screen and you're not going to be able to see it because it's way up there in the upper bowl. That kind of vetting process would certainly be useful. It would certainly stop a lot of the offensive imagery from appearing on the screen. It's always going to be a difficult one to police when you consider, like, any time the public have been involved in something online with this kind of level of interaction, there's always trolling. There's always shenanigans. So if WWE can find a way to control it in some way, shape, or form, then I say good luck to them because they're going to need it.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
WWE TV since the middle of June, but Austin Theory returned to the WWE last night as part of NXT. He interrupted Bronson Reed, gave him a bit of jip about how he made it to Raw at 22, and maybe Bronson Reed could be a champion at 55. This led to Bronson Reed slapping Theory in the face and walking off. Looks as if Austin Theory is back on NXT now. There was some discussion about an unannounced suspension from Dave Meltzer. Seth Rollins, in an interview with Andreas Hale earlier this month, said that Austin Theory had some personal issues that came up, so he took some time off to sort through them for the past month or so. Rollins says, it's hard right now, but we hope everything's good for him, so we hope to have him back sooner rather than later. He is back, and it looks as if he's back as part of NXT going forward. The KOPW tournament in New Japan is set for the finals. So, this is the new championship that New Japan Pro Wrestling have introduced, where you determine the stipulations for each match. Here's how the mini tournament went down to get us to the finals. We had El Desperado beating Satoshi Kojima in a match where no finishers were allowed. Kojima used his finisher, and Desperado won by DQ. Toru Yano beat Bushi in a two-count pinfall match. He did so by taping Yano's feet together and attempting a Mahistral cradle, which Yano then reversed and scored a pin with. an amazing finish. Sanada beat Sho in a submission match. We saw Sanada winning with a figure four after beating down on the legs of Sho for the entire match. And Okada qualifies after defeating Yujiro Takahashi, Gedo, and Jado in a handicap match. Okada submitting Gedo with the Cobra Clutch to win. So, that is your four. And we're getting a fatal four-way match at New Japan Pro Wrestling Summer Struggle between Okada, Sanada, Toriano, and El Desperado to determine who is the preliminary KOPW champion, they will defend that belt for the rest of the year, and then whoever's holding the belt at the end of the year will be declared New Japan Pro Wrestling King of Pro Wrestling 2020. That's how we're doing it. That four-way is going down at Summer Struggle in Jingu, which is on Saturday, this Saturday coming, the 29th of August. You can watch it on New Japan World, wherever you are around the world. As well as that match, we're getting Shingo Takagi versus Minoru Suzuki for the Openweight Championship. Takahashi is defending his junior heavyweight title against Taiji Ishimori. The IWGP Tag Titles on the line, Taichi and Zack Sabre Jr. versus Hiroshi Tanahashi and Kota Ibushi. And in the main event, a rematch from earlier this year. The IWGP Heavyweight Championship and the Intercontinental Championship are both on the line as Evil defends them both against Naito. So, Summer Struggle shaping up to be a good one. A top US indie promotion is making plans for their return. Shimmer Women's Wrestling took to Twitter and said it looks like it's going to be a while before returning to Berwyn becomes an option, likely next year realistically. In the meantime, we're getting a little something together for later this year in Indiana, which will also be an iPay-per-view. Details soon. Really excited to see Shimmer getting back up and running. Some of the biggest wrestling names have gone through the doors of Shimmer. The first Shimmer champion was Sarah Del Rey, who is now the assistant head coach for NXT. You've got stars from Raw like Becky Lynch and Asuka, Ruby Riott and Natalya, Nikki Cross and Bayley from SmackDown have been a part of Shimmer. Candice LeRae, Dakota Kai, Mia Yim, Shotzi Blackheart from NXT. On Impact, Rosemary, Deonna Purrazzo, Jordynne Grace, Kylie Rae, Madison Rayne all have been a part of Shimmer, as have Big Swollen Ali from AEW. And then just a litany of big names within women's wrestling and wrestling in general have been a part of Shimmer. So if you're not familiar with the amazing work that Shimmer does, maybe now is the time to get on board. Matt Cardona was speaking to Wrestling Inc. about plans going forward for him. Obviously, we saw him turn up in AEW just the other week. He said, "It's no surprise I'm good friends with Cody, and it's no surprise that he had a little stroke in the company. So it's kind of a perfect fit. You see, online, I haven't signed a long-term thing, and that's true. But I'm not there to just get a new t-shirt on shopaew.com. I want to win championships. I want to be on Dynamite every week. I want to be on the pay-per-views. So right now, we haven't come to a long-term agreement, but that is certainly my plan to be there long-term. It's just something that we got on a week-by-week for now. And hopefully soon, we have something more long-term. And that's really it. So right now, I don't think there's a rush. I don't plan on going anywhere right now. I'm living my life, especially now, day by day, week by week. So we'll see what happens. But I am super excited for the future. I've got two shirts on shopaew.com. What is with Cody, which is pretty ridiculous, when they sent me the shirts, I laughed out loud. I thought it was a joke, and it was actually on the site. This is great. I need one. Bray Wyatt was talking to ESPN Africa, and he was asked about cinematic matches. Wyatt said, "I think they're fun and all, but I like being around the people more, and those matches should be select. There should be a few here and there. That's what keeps them special, especially after the humdinger that Undertaker and AJ Styles put together, because that thing is close to undefeatable. But you know it's something that you get to approach differently. So it's wonderful for your creativity, but they should be finite." And that's coming from a guy who's competed in probably more than anybody else. You can tell that there is, whilst they don't always hit the bullseye, you can tell there's a lot of fun and a lot of energy and a lot of passion that go into these cinematic wrestling matches. Damian Priest, the NXT North American champion, was chatting about some guidance that he received from two legends within WWE. The Undertaker was one of those. Speaking to Sports Illustrated, Damian Priest said, "This isn't on the network or part of his documentary, but Undertaker came back to the Performance Center again, and I got to work out with him in the ring. I learned so much. Ring positioning, look, awareness, being overly aware of your surroundings. He makes it all look easy. It might sound simple, but he has this gift of making sure everything he does means something, and I really gained a lot from it." Undertaker, not the only legend that Damian Priest had a hand in, helped from, ahead of TakeOver 30. He said, "This was my first ever ladder match, so I made sure I did my homework. A big part of that was reaching out to people who've been in ladder matches, and I spoke with Edge for an hour about it. For me, the main thing I took out of our conversation was that the match was not going to play out the way I thought it would. And he was right, because that's exactly what happened. Very little happened in the way I thought it would, but I was able to adapt, and he told me to stay in the moment. And that stuck with me too. Priest also spoke about his hot tub celebration. You know, when he jumped into the hot tub with all his clothes on? He said, jumping in, even in all my gear, I never felt better. That wasn't fake. That wasn't acting. That was real. I could have changed, but I didn't care. Felt like a ray of energy exploding inside me, full of enjoyment and accomplishment. Oh, get in, Damian Priest. Eric Bischoff was on Sports Keeda. He was asked about how storylines of today in wrestling compare to his day. He said, storylines suck right now. They suck. Storylines are getting worse and worse. This is the one thing I feel adamant about. You look at what WWE did at SmackDown Thunderdome over the weekend. Such a phenomenal job from a production point of view. This is still Eric. He said, I know that WWE would knock the Thunderdome concept out of the park better than anybody, including the NBA. I knew they would, because they're so good at that. What they're not good at is basic fundamental storytelling. They're just not. I love them, and I have many friends there who I love dearly. It doesn't change the fact that their storyline, the architecture, their approach to stories, their discipline with stories sucks. Until somebody comes along and takes an honest look at storytelling and the structure of storytelling and the formulas that are used, it is going to be hit or miss forever. And Samoa Joe's in-ring history has been commented upon. Dave Meltzer of Wrestling Observer Radio was asked if Joe's in-ring career was over. And Meltzer said, probably not. But for now, he does such a great job with announcing, and he's had a lot of concussions. But for now, he's doing this. I know that when he first did the announcing, I was told it was temporary. But obviously, minds changed when I was told that to when they decided to revamp it. And he is a great announcer. In theory, he is supposed to wrestle again. But for now, though, he's keeping busy doing commentary. Oh, and by the way, he is now the King of the Sharks. Don't know whether you heard that. So there's a Suicide Squad video game being released in conjunction with Suicide Squad 2. Now, the movie may have John Cena, but the video game has Samoa Joe, as Joe is voicing King Shark in the video game. You can watch the trailer right now, and you can check out Samoa Joe starring in Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. Who would win in a fight between Samoa Joe and Superman? Silly question. It's blatantly Joe. Cultaholic.com right now. Five times WWE changed the format of its most well-known shows. What will the legacy of Raw Underground ultimately be? We answer that question and we look at times where WWE has shaken things up within their own product. And you can check that out at cultaholic.com right now. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel, if you've still got yourself a bit of a SummerSlam hangover, you can check out Ross and Jack doing a tier list of every SummerSlam ever. Some massive shows from SummerSlam that we almost seem to forget about. You can check out their tier list right now. And later today on the Cultaholic YouTube channel, it is NXT graded. And we're going to go through everything that went down on last night's NXT, a monumental night of NXT. We'll talk about it at length. And then tomorrow, or will it be Friday? Yeah, it'll be tomorrow. All my days are all over the place. It'll be tomorrow where you hear from Jack and Ross with AEW Dynamite graded and the AEW TF moments. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.